This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show, and that is Ryan Wiggins' version of my intro. And if you hear that, that means it's 2 o'clock on a Friday. Congratulations, you've made it this far. We are so excited in studio to have our friends, sponsors of the show from Air Comfort Service, Hans Carpenter is the marketing coordinator at Air Comfort Service, and Heather Credo, who is their operations manager. I have loved my partnership with Air Comfort Service. I'm a multi-time customer of Air Comfort Service, and so we're so grateful to have Hans and Heather in here today. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Good to have you. One of my favorite things about Air Comfort Service, obviously out of the fact that I've had my whole HVAC system replaced from Air Comfort Service, I've had the AeroSeal duct sealing, I've also had my water heater installed by Air Comfort Service, is they have a real great commitment to their community, which also includes Honor Flight. If you have not heard of what an Honor Flight is, you need to check out this really, really great opportunity for people who have served our country. Air Comfort Service has always been a huge supporter of that. I was actually in Baltimore this year and happened to see an Honor Flight disembarking, arriving in Baltimore, but ultimately to go to D.C. And it was just one of the coolest thing ever to see all these veterans getting off the plane, going to Washington, D.C. to experience a day that was all about them. So we appreciate Air Comfort Service's sponsorship of that. Also, Hans told me that there are suggestions of flurries in the forecast next week, Hans?
We've seen some conflicting reports of that. It's definitely going to be a lot colder. We're still getting a little bit of that classic St. Louis seesaw weather.
Yes.
But it's definitely going to be cold. So I would recommend, if you haven't had your furnace checked out this season, definitely get a clean and check. We are offering right now, for listeners of the show, $55 clean and check. So we'll make sure everything's running smoothly, get you going for the cold season, 28-point inspection. So aircomfortservice.com for that.
That's right. And I think through November 23rd, you have double carrier cool cash rebates.
That's correct. We do.
It's like up to, my recollection is up to like $4,400 in savings on qualifying stuff.
Yes, and that's through the 23rd, like you said, up to $4,400, double carrier cool cash. And if you've been on the fence about a replacement, we're looking, the whole industry is looking at new regulations next year.
It's going to jack the prices up astronomically.
Very much so. So if you've been on the fence, now is definitely the time to buy.
I wonder if those regulations could get changed now. Anyway.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Anyway.
I am going, oh, I'm so mad about that. I'm so mad about that. Get it now.
Ryan's face is literally more red than it was before we started talking about this. Are you okay?
Lee Zeldin, EPA.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yes. 314-513-0093, I think, is the number to call. Air Comfort Service directly. Mention the Annie Fry Show when you give them a call as well. You guys prepared for X's and O's?
Yes. I'm ready.
All right. Heather has determined that she's X's, Hans is O's. Heather is going to go first. Ryan is in charge from here. So, Lord help us. Go ahead, Ryan.
Okay. You guys, we kind of talked about how to play. You know how a tic-tac-toe game goes. You just pick one of those squares. I will ask a question that's associated with each one of those squares. And you will pick either Brad or Annie to answer for you. You simply agree or disagree for the square. And we play the rest of the game like it's tic-tac-toe. Although, if you get a tic-tac-toe, we keep playing. We'll fill out the whole board no matter what.
Right.
So that's the way we do it. Heather, you are going first. Which square do you want to pick?
I would like to go with square one.
Square number one, and who's going to be your expert?
Annie.
Okay.
Annie, you have gotten our first audio whoopee.
Whoopee!
All right. Harry Enten analyzes data for CNN Here he is talking about some major Democrat cities and how Trump did in those cities.
Donald Trump put up the best Republican performance for a Republican nominee for president in at least 20 years, if not the entire 21st century. We're talking about...
I know CNN is mad, but...
Donald Trump put up historically strong numbers for Republican candidate, for president, in places that, truthfully, if you had asked me 8 years ago, I would have never thought possible.
He says the names of four cities there, where they're bleeped out, where you wouldn't expect Donald Trump, of all people, to perform well. Give me the names of two of the cities he listed.
Play it again, Sam.
All right, here we go.
Donald Trump put up the best Republican performance for a Republican nominee for president in at least 20 years, if not the entire 21st century. We're talking about... Across the map, Donald Trump put up historically strong numbers.
There you go.
Gosh, that's difficult.
He lists four cities.
Chicago and Philadelphia. I don't
Chicago
know.
Chicago and Philadelphia. Agree or disagree?
Oh, it's kind of a big... There's a lot of cities. That's just two of them. I don't know.
I used that one because we did play it.
Did I play it?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Going into Trafalgar.
I will agree.
You will agree. Here is the answer.
We're talking about Chicago, Los Angeles, New York City, San Francisco.
No!
Across the map.
I was thinking
Donald
San
Trump
Francisco.
Put up historically strong
you
numbers.
Got one. I'm sorry,
you did
Heather.
Get one. But
that means there's an O up in square number one. Hans gets the square, and Annie has to go sit in the corner.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. All
yeah.
right.
Who wrote these questions?
Right. Hans takes the lead. And Hans, it is your turn.
All right. Well, I would like to control the center, so let's take number five. Brad, I'm going to use you as my expert.
Number right. five. Man, you guys, I think you're hitting the hard ones here. So, all right, Brad, here we go. Donald Trump won a sweeping victory last week, but all the states were called by the beginning of this week, the last one being Arizona, giving him 312 Electoral College votes. How many Electoral College votes did Kamala Harris end up with?
Ooh, I got to do math here. So,
this holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
38 minus 12 is 226.
It'd be really funny if his math was wrong.
Yeah. Well, my wife's the math teacher, not me, so 226 is what my math is saying.
You know, I think that sounds right. I'm going to go ahead and agree.
That is correct.
Hey.
We go. That's very good math, Mr. Range. And we've already got two circles on the board. Now, Heather, I think we're playing defense here, but where you want to go?
I will go with 9.
Number 9. And who is your expert?
I'm going to go with Brad this time.
Okay.
I would too.
All right, Brad, we all learned a lot about Pete Hegseth this week, the nominee for Secretary of Defense. We knew he was a Fox News host, but many didn't know that he was an Ivy League educated Army National Guard officer. Give me either one of the college he attended.
Princeton. Princeton.
Okay.
I think it was Princeton and Harvard, but Princeton is the one I'm sure about.
Okay, he sounds like he's sure.
He
says he's sure.
I'm going to agree.
That is correct.
Yay!
And it was Princeton and Harvard.
Right.
Good job. Okay, Hans, back to you.
Okay, well,
Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and take number 7.
I think that's a good choice. Who is going to be your expert?
Annie, I'm going to give you a shot this
Thanks,
time.
Thanks, Hans. Get me back in this game.
Annie, you have stumbled into AI.
Okay.
AI.
This is a real clip from the week, but it won't sound like the person who said it because I've run it through AI. Tell me, who said this?
Look, I'm going to do everything I can to protect our undocumented immigrants. They're residents of our state.
So rude. That's Governor J.B. Pritzker.
That is exactly what I would have said, so yeah. I'm going to agree.
Wait, J.B. Pritzker, the governor of a U.S. state, would say this?
Look, I'm going to do everything I can to protect our undocumented immigrants. They're residents of our state.
Yeah.
He would?
Yeah, he did.
Well, here's who said it.
Look, I'm going to do everything that I can to protect our undocumented immigrants. They're residents of our state.
So while you are correct, you are a loser, though,
what?
If you live in Illinois.
Thank you. I feel like it.
That is amazing. That quote, I couldn't believe that when I heard that.
All right. Could.
Hans in a very good position here. So where do you want to go?
I guess I will go with number 3.
Top right.
Number 3, and who is answering?
Annie, let's do it.
Okay, we're going to get this one right. I'm going to get this one right for you.
Yeah, this one's down. This one's in your lane.
Oh, thank you. I'm great excited to know what you think my lane is. You're smiling way too much for me to feel good about it.
Number 3, Eva Longoria.
Okay.
Said this week that she's glad she can escape from the U.S. anytime because she...
Spain and Mexico.
Because it's so dystopian. She played the role of Gabrielle Solis on Desperate Housewives.
Solis.
Yeah. Okay. Shows how much I've watched the show.
Uh-huh.
Name any year she was on the show.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. She's leaving the United States to live in Spain and Mexico, which would have been a better question.
That would have been a great question, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I can name both of those countries. 2012.
2012.
I was thinking it was more in the 90s, but I don't know.
I mean, it very well could be.
Oh.
I think I remember watching the show when I had little kids.
Gosh.
2012.
Oh. I would disagree with me.
I don't have to disagree.
I don't know.
You're going to disagree?
Yes.
Eva Longoria was on the show Desperate Housewives from 2004 to 2012.
Oh, no!
Yep.
Oh, gosh. Heather.
Oh, my gosh.
I apologize.
Which
well,
number
Hans,
were we at there? That was pretty
three.
Good.
I was
that
thinking
was
in my head, do
seven.
I go 2000?
I'm sorry.
Three.
That was number 3, yeah.
2011, 2012. 2011, 2012. But I thought I remembered watching it when Jensen
was
a baby, and she was born in 12.
You were right, but... Right.
And
on
we
it.
Also started watching it after it had been a thing for a long time. So I remember like getting DVDs
yep.
from what Netflix or whatever it was that would email them
yep.
to you or mail them to you.
I've never watched the show, but Evan Longoria was a rookie in 2008.
Yeah.
And I remember that being a big thing at the time.
Eva Evan?
Yeah.
Yeah, Eva Evan. I do too. Yeah, we played fantasy that year.
Holy cow. Good story, right?
Well, playing fantasy, I shouldn't probably associate those things. All right. Hans, it is back to you.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take number 4. We'll get a double sweep going.
Number
here.
4. All right. Oh, and who is answering?
Brad, you're my guy this time.
Okay.
Brad, you have stumbled into AI now.
AI.
All right. This is a clip run through AI. Tell me who said this.
When George Washington defended this country, he had no idea that he was going to change the world. Because without him, you can imagine what the world would look like. Guess what? We've got the second George Washington. Congratulations.
Ryan Wiggins, we did not play this on the show, but I pulled it this morning. That's Sylvester Stallone.
I'm going to agree with that. I believe that was Sly.
When George Washington defended his country, he had no idea that he was going to change the world. Because without him, you can imagine what the world would look like. Guess what? We got the second George Washington. Congratulations!
Congratulations!
That's a fun one. All right, Heather, back to you.
Well, Hans is running the board here.
Yeah.
I will go with 8.
8? Who's answering the question for you?
Let's go with Brad.
Okay.
Brad, this is another audio whoopee. Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy owes his ouster primarily to Matt Gaetz, but was complimentary of most of Trump's picks.
But when you look at a Rubio, just the knowledge that he has, being in the Intel Committee, I was on the Gang of Eight, and his understanding, even when you listen to the other side of the aisle, they say, he'll make a great Secretary of State.
Now, before he talked about Rubio and many others, he goes on to talk about almost all of them there. McCarthy predicted that Gaetz would or would not be confirmed.
Oh, he predicted he would not be confirmed.
Agree or disagree?
I will agree.
Gaetz won't get confirmed. Everybody knows that. But when you look at a Rubio, just the knowledge that he has.
There you go. There you go. That was how he led the thing. I'm talking about all these picks, but I want to lead with Gaetz will not be confirmed.
Yeah.
Is what Kevin McCarthy said. All right, Heather, we're back to Hans now.
Well, I think I'll take number 2.
kind of a smorgasbord here. Number 2.
Did you say Borg?
I think I said Borg accidentally.
Is that like a buffet alien?
No, no, yeah, it's a nod to Star Trek.
Yeah, are they assimilating the pie or what?
Smorgasbord.
All right, everybody, just have a good time for a couple minutes because I did say smorgasbord.
That's a funny thing to think about.
Hey, that's not a bad way to market a buffet, though. Resistance is futile.
Hans, you're having a good time.
That is exactly right. Hans is doing the rest of the
show. All right, fine.
Hans, you can have Ryan's job.
All right, number 2.
Resistance is futile.
You want to get any more in before we get
I'm good.
Okay. No, you just jump in whenever you're feeling moved, Hans. Okay. You're doing fine.
Whenever the spirit leads. Brad or Annie?
Hans, you pick Brad or me.
All right.
You can.
Annie, I'm going to take you this time.
Thank you.
Annie?
Spread it around.
You don't have to. No, well, I don't know. We're getting close.
President-elect Trump announced Tuesday that Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy would lead the Department of Doge, an initiative.
It's not the Department of Doge. Okay. That would be the Department of the Department of Government Efficiency, which is a really inefficient use of words.
Interesting. this is an...
That'd be the
Doge.
Well, I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves here because the organization is meant to slash excess regulations, cut wasteful expenditures, and restructure federal agencies. What does Doge stand for? So...
The Department of Government Efficiency.
And I agree. That's correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
I was even thinking about trying to throw this for a loop for Heather.
Oh, that's okay.
And you set me up so I couldn't.
Well, what's the Doge?
The Department of the Department. No, I guess it'd be the Department of Department of.
Yeah, Department of.
Can't be T. Well, it'd be the dot Doge.
You could probably throw a T in there.
You can do it.
One more. Heather, I think it's yours.
Number 6.
Heather. Number 6. Heather.
All right. Can she pick either of us?
Either one.
Brad, we've had some good luck, so okay. I'm going with you.
All right.
Brad? This is a guest quote.
This is a guest quote.
So this is somebody on the show this week said this. The quote is this. By the way, Annie, I believe I may have been one of the last recess appointments made by President Bush before Harry Reid put this new weird procedure in.
Tires. He's not on the show this week.
Who said that this week?
Oh, man. He said, I may have been... Read the quote again,
By the
please.
Way, Annie, I believe I may have been one of the last recess appointments made by President Bush before Harry Reid put this new weird procedure in.
Oh, man. I have no idea. I completely missed it.
Don't you look at the chat. Don't you dare do
Don't
it.
Don't you dare.
I'm not looking at it. Oh, this is frustrating.
Just go with Tyrus.
Yeah, let's just go with Tyrus.
He wasn't on the show this week.
Uh-huh. That's why it's going to be a really good question for Heather.
Perfect. Well, I will disagree.
Yeah, that's correct. It was not Tyrus.
Hans.
Yeah, it was Hans von Spakovsky.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, good game.
Exactly.
Good game,
all
guys.
All right. You guys got to come back, and Heather, we'll rig it for you.
Yeah.
Or I'll do more homework. I'll do better.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Air Comfort Service, once again, Hans, what is the opportunity right now if people reach out to you at 314-513-0093? The opportunities to save right now are pretty significant.
Yes, absolutely. Save up to $4,400, double carrier cool cash through December 23rd, and for the listeners of the show, an exclusive $55 clean and check.
Oh, nice. Go check that out right now. Mention the Annie Fry Show when you reach out to him. Air Comfort Service. We're grateful for our partnership with you guys. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Hans. Heather, revenge. We'll get it on the schedule.
All right.
AircomfortService.com for more information. We'll be right back.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.